Welcome back, everybody. Dave Spadaro here. It's Eagles Live from the NovaCare Complex. And yes, we make it official here with the theme song, of course, from Welcome Back, Cotter. We are on the verge of having football in 2011. And we're going to bring you every step of the action right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thank you very much for that, Ryan, Sam. Good stuff here. Now, it is not official yet. We are waiting for the confirmation that the players have indeed ratified a 10-year collective bargaining agreement that was ratified by the owners on Thursday night, a long, long day in Atlanta, which we enjoyed very much. Today, we are expecting the players to sign, seal, and deliver football in 2011. That should come any moment now. We will go to the NFL Network and pick that up when we get a moment to do so. Now, beyond that, there are many, many questions and many answers to which we do not know fully yet. We will bring them to you as we learn those answers. We'll have NFL insider Adam Kaplan will be joining me in the studio in just a few moments. The voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, will join me as well on the telephone. We're looking ahead. We are expecting free agency, obviously, to begin this week, training camp to begin this week. There are all kinds of reports out there. Would rather not get into the specifics because I really don't want to confuse people. I want it to be official news when it actually becomes official. So until that time, we are talking speculation here. And that includes free agency. And that includes Kevin Cobb, who for the longest time has been rumored as a potential trade possibility for the Eagles. And, well, we're going to find out very shortly if, in fact, that happens, if the Eagles deal their talented young quarterback as they look to Michael Vick as the franchise player here, literally. And the expectation, I guess, based on all these reports, is that Cobb will be traded. We will find all of that out in due time here. Right now, I want to just say on behalf of Philadelphia Eagles, certainly, we thank you, the greatest fans in the NFL, for your patience, your passion, your understanding of a very difficult four-plus months. It's been a long, unusual, and at times very painful offseason. The theme here is back to football, and that's something that we should be getting to very, very shortly. So we welcome you here to Eagles Live. We're live in the Xfinity studio here in the NovaCare Complex. When training camp begins, we will be live every day at noon following a morning practice. We're showing you a lot of the scene at training camp, of course, as we've done in the past, and we will continue to do that in 2011. But there are going to be a lot of things that we don't know, so you got to bear with us. And you've been bearing with us for many months here. We got Juan Castillo taking over the defense after 13 years working with the offensive line. We've got Michael Vick as the star at quarterback in the franchise face. We've got questions on that defense. And we've got Andy Reid running the show. We also know this. The stands will be packed at Lehigh, and we look forward to seeing all of you when we get up to the heat of the Lehigh Valley. We're going to take a little break right now. When we come back, we bring in NFL reporter Adam Kaplan. He's promised me that he's got a lot of juicy tidbits, so you might want to stay there. You might want to give us a call. We're here to talk speculation, talk trades, talk free agency, talk signing players. It's all coming together at once for your Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll find out how they fare. Great test for the front office here and for all 32 teams. We're coming right back on Eagles Live right here from the Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
place. Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
It's Eagles Live, and we're here at the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro joined by NFL reporter Adam Kaplan. A long time no see. Look at Adam Kaplan. Now,
I've
come
grown
on.
Glasses.
Yeah,
since
grown that. Glasses. You're a shell of the man you used to be.
That's what the lockout has done to me.
You're half.
My sight's gone.
And I'll tell you, your hair may be darker.
I don't dye. I don't touch it. No, my dad does.
I don't either. You look fantastic, though, Adam.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, listen, crazy times here in the NFL. What is the latest here? What are we waiting for? What needs to be done before we can officially begin the 2011 season?
I'm glad to be back. They have to make the announcement. Remember what happened last week? It was pretty much premature. Everything that was announced last week has got kind of thrown out of the door. We have an idea what the rules are going to be like when they come about. What we think is going to happen, again, this is subject to change because, again, the announcement has not been made yet, but we think tomorrow teams will be able to re-sign their own unrestricted free agents, sign undrafted free agents. And this is the one that I love.
Where's the drafted free agents fit in?
We'll get to that in a sec. And start signing their own drafted guys.
Players,
but
okay.
Here's the one I love. You could start talking to unrestricted guys from other teams, but you can't sign them until Friday.
But you can agree to terms and announce the
that I don't know. That's not clear. Dave, I don't know that yet. Yeah. But the reason why they're doing this, they don't want this all to happen at the same time. They want to break it up. They want players to be in camp this weekend. For instance, let's say the Eagles, hypothetically, and by the way, trades, from what I understand, could start happening tomorrow. So if the Eagles traded Cobb, he could be with the Cardinals. He could be with them at practice this weekend, and the Cardinals will love that if the Eagles get Rodgers Cromartie, and we'll get into that in a minute. But the league wants all this stuff settled as quickly as possible because things are bad enough as it is. The rookies and free agents have never been with these teams before, so they want this done as soon as possible, and it's going to be rushed, but the fact of the matter is it is what it is. And this is a transitional period. The league has never gone through anything like this.
Of course.
It's kind of a wait-and-see period.
And then practice at training camps begin Thursday.
Yeah, it's staggered.
You can report Wednesday.
Glazers report staggered.
Right.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Which I don't get.
I don't know what teams are or
yeah,
which.
The Eagles, I saw a report on NFL Network that the Eagles would be one of those teams reporting to training camp on Wednesday. That's obviously not been confirmed.
Okay.
Then there would be some sort of a practice session potentially on Thursday. Adam, there are a lot of rules, and before we get into kind of who you think the Eagles might go after, what the strategy might be in the offseason, your take on the deal what we know about 10-year deal.
I like it because you've been going through it, employees of the NFL, reporters, fans. We don't ever have to deal with this again. I love that. Now the question is there going to be an opt-out? The rumors that the players want one. Bottom line, we're going to have a long labor peace, whether it's 7 or 10 years. That's the bottom line. So that's great. I think the rules are very good. Teams will have to spend more real dollars, not just cap dollars. That's significant. I want to see how contracts can be structured. I don't know that yet. There have been a lot of rumors, but nothing concrete. But it's going to be great for the fans. There are going to be some revisions to rules, which I like. But again, no one's seen the CBA. We've seen Pro Football Talk's done a great job of breaking it down. But I want to see the real rules. I want to see what's been changed, and then I'll have a stronger comment. But the bottom line is we're going to have a labor peace, and that's what everybody wants.
You talk about the numbers within the cap, your understanding of where the Eagles are positioned there.
Very
and,
well.
And how active you think this team might be.
Yeah, I've seen numbers floated out there. They're not very accurate because we don't know what is taken into account. We don't know how contracts can be structured. The Eagles, I actually looked up every contract a couple days ago. They have a lot of cap credits coming. And maybe that dollar amount that's been thrown out there might be part of that. I'm not sure. But I do know this. The Eagles will be structured to be able to sign pretty much what I said in March on your show, 2 to 3 impact free agents. Actually, maybe even more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more. Remember, at some point, they're going to extend DeSean Jackson's contract and sign, get Michael Vick off that very big franchise number. They don't want him on that franchise number, believe me. It's way too big. So they'll do that. They'll do that at some point. And it's going to be a fascinating front office situation with the Eagles. Roseman and everyone else, they're going to have a lot of work. And they have a new cap guy.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of work to do.
What's the first move this team will make?
Cobb will be traded within 48 hours. If it's any longer than that, that means the Seattle Seahawks, might as well put it out there, got involved. I put out something on Twitter this morning. I think the Seahawks, they're very interested. The difference between the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals have something the Eagles want. It's really hard if you go through the roster to find anything other than draft picks.
Well, give me an analysis of what the two teams could be offering.
All right, I've been asked this for 4 months. The only reason why I thought that a deal might not get done, I just didn't know if the Cardinals would be willing to trade Rogers Cromartie. I could tell you for a fact, not only are they willing to, it just comes down to how reasonable the Eagles will be with what else they want. The Eagles will not do, my understanding, straight up, Cobb for Rogers Cromartie, and I'll tell you why. Quarterbacks are always more valuable than corners. When teams structure their rosters and look for value, quarterback, right defensive end, offensive left tackle, then corner. Some teams might put corner as third instead of fourth when you look at positional value. There's no way the Eagles are going to do that straight up. When you look at Kevin Cobb, the Cardinals know what they want. Ken Wisenhunt loves this guy. Larry Fitzgerald has been keeping in touch with Cobb. In fact, my understanding is they've been talking for like several months.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been looking for a house yet. As rumored, but I will tell you that he's worked out with some of the Cardinals.
So what is the deal that you think the Eagles would accept? Rogers, Cromartie, and what?
They're not looking for another player. They want – the whole deal for the Eagles is they're not looking for just compensation for next year. They're not looking to give them a player and not get something back significant for the season. That's why they want a player. And when you look at the Cardinals roster, there are only two that make sense. Rogers Cromartie, number one. Darrell Washington is an inside linebacker, but you're not going to do Darrell Washington and even a first-round pick for Cobb because Washington is not an impact player. Rogers Cromartie is an impact player at a position of need.
So it's
done. That's exactly what
Rogers Cromartie and what for Kevin Cobb?
That's a great question. I don't know this. I know Howard Eskin had a second. If I'm the Eagles, I would do it for a third. Third is a first day. It is essentially a high pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know that is inside the first half of the draft.
Okay,
I would do that.
So Adam Kaplan, the general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles, has traded Kevin Cobb. Who's your backup quarterback?
It's a great question. I mean, I've seen every name float.
Obviously,
do we have time to break them down?
Sure.
Okay, Vince Young. Problem. I like the fit because he could throw the football. The Eagles want two things in their backup quarterback. The guy's got to be athletic, and the guy's he's got to have a good arm. Vince Young is both.
And he's got to learn the system very quickly.
Vince Young has never played in a West Coast system.
Okay, so you're scratching him
Scratch
off.
Scratch him off.
Who else? Jake Delhomme. I'll name him.
Non-West
Jake Delhomme.
Coast. He's still under contract. He'll be cut. Most likely he'll be cut.
Okay.
Non-West Coast system.
Can move, but
non-West Coast.
Donovan McNabb.
West Coast. He would never come back here to be Michael Vick's backup. That's me speaking. That's his ego. I don't think he'd ever allow it. I don't even know if the Eagles would be interested, but even if they were, I don't think he'd do it.
Mark Bulger.
Non-West Coast. Smart guy, non-West Coast, doesn't move all that well. Could probably start for Carolina, maybe another team. Don't see it.
I wouldn't say Hasselbeck. He's going to be a starter somewhere.
He'll be in Tennessee.
Tavares Jackson will go to Seattle.
We'll go to Seattle. Again, let me say this because people have been asking me percentage-wise. I'm not a percentage-wise guy. Very strong chance the deal gets done for Cobb to Arizona within 48 hours. The longer it goes, the more Seattle's in play. But, again, you can't find anyone that the Eagles would want. I can't. Someone wants to call in the show today, Dave, and come up with a player that the Eagles would want on Seattle, good luck.
How about, I'm just throwing names out there, Seneca Wallace. I don't even know any names.
Actually, you know, I never even thought about that. Seneca Wallace is with Cleveland. He's going to be the backup to Colt McCoy. Hey, he's a West Coast
will
offensive guy.
Will he get cut? I'm looking at you have to wait.
He doesn't have a strong arm. That's a West Coast offensive guy. He's played his whole career, save last year. They're moving to the West Coast this year. It's a good one. I never even thought about that. He's making some coin, too.
Brett Favre?
The problem with Favre is a couple things. Physically, he's beat up. And I don't even know, you know, by the way, he ended with that bad shoulder injury. Does he need surgery? Now, there were reports out there he was started throwing again with kids at some high school or whatever, grade school. You know, you got an. By the way, here's the thing. You can't wait. This is not a situation where
whoever you sign, you got to have him at training camp day one.
Yeah. It's remote. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. I have not gotten from you, Adam. If you're not a very good general manager, if you're trading Kevin
Cobb. I got a couple names. Now, I got a couple names I'd like to add. Again, I'm not saying this is even the case. Here's a number one guy I would sign.
Okay.
Probably not. If he's on the radar, I don't see it happening. Because I think this guy will have a better chance elsewhere of actually playing a little bit. Tyler Thigpen's my guy.
Okay.
Tyler Thigpen. I had to go in and check on this. He had 4 months of exposure to the West Coast offense with Minnesota as a rookie. He got waived in September. So from May to beginning of September in 07, he played really well under Chan Gailey in Kansas City when Gailey was their offensive coordinator. Played very well at 18 touchdowns. Played a lot out of the shotgun. He's a very athletic quarterback, not real big at 6'1". Has limited exposure to the West Coast. I think he can come here and be the backup. Usually I hear things. I've not heard that he'll be the guy.
Okay.
So probably not going to be the guy. But boy, I'd love to see him here.
If you were to guess, who would be the guy?
It's got to be
it's
a guy.
It's not going to be Kyle Orton. So
no, God, no, they're not paying. His contract is big. He's $6 million base, 1.5 roster. Not coming here.
Okay. So if you had to say a guy, who's it going to be? Is that you're not?
See, the problem is I have a lot of guys. I don't have that one guy.
I'm not hearing any guys.
I have six or seven guys that I think are possibilities. I just mentioned all of them. Who else am I not mentioning?
But
Trent Edwards is another guy, but Dustin does not play in the West Coast.
Okay. None of them knock me out.
Fans, throw out a name when you call in.
None of them knock me out.
Boy, I'd love to see Vince Young, non-West Coast.
All right, so let's talk free agency. Where do you think the Eagles go here? You're the GM again. We're playing the GM game. Adam Kaplan, our guest here on Eagles Live. You're the GM. You've traded Kevin Cobb.
Right.
You know, ostensibly.
You've got Rogers Cromartie. Okay. So corners what else no you longer. You move off cornerback.
So who's your nickel cornerback here?
Hanson.
Okay.
Okay. Your dime is going to be Trevard Lindley.
And then Curtis Marsh.
He's a project. Okay. They know this. But by year three, he might have Asante Samuel's job.
Okay.
You never know.
Okay.
Never
so know. So continue so. On. What else are you doing?
I think you're going to target a defensive lineman. It's going to be defensive end.
Okay.
Now, the rumor that's kind of caught fire in the last 4 to 5 hours, which I'm going to call just a rumor for now, is Ray Edwards. Here's the problem, as I noted on Twitter 3 months ago or 2 months ago when people were asking me. It's not a question of interest. It's a question of money. Ray Edwards is going to command, because Charles Johnson and Ray Edwards are the two biggest names in free agency. The APY numbers, it means average per year for teams, it's got to come in between $6 and $8 million. Are the Eagles really looking to spend that kind of money? That's why I said, listen, I don't think the Eagles are spending that money. They probably like to spend between 3 and 5, maybe 4 to 5.
Do you not see defensive end is a huge need?
It is. And that's why Babin made more sense to me. Then the other issue for Babin is, A, does he want to come back? And B, will he receive interest elsewhere? I mean, teams know that he's really done very little in his career until he got with Washburn, and Washburn's here. It's hard when you go down the free agent list. There are a lot of mid-level guys who would just be in a rotation. And by the way, that's what I speculated, that Babin would be a good 30 to 40 play guy. He doesn't need to play.
You bring Tapp in. You hope Teo Nessheim comes in.
Right.
Philip Hunt maybe shows something.
Listen, Tapp right now is your third end.
Mm-hmm.
You need another guy who could rotate.
He's your second end. Well, Jaquay Parker.
Those three right now, the guys who are still in the roster are going to be rotation. Forget about all the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Those are guys you hope make the team. And then Ricky Sapps of the world. You need one more end. You have to do – the Eagles have to make it a priority to get one veteran end in here. Edwards is just too much. There's going to be just a ton of interest in Ray Edwards out
there.
All
right, continue on. You've added Cromartie Rogers. You've added Rogers Cromartie. You've added Jason Babin.
Possibly Babin, depending on what he wants. I'm sick of these fans telling me it's a done deal on Twitter. It's not a done deal. It depends on the market. They're going to have somebody else in there. I know they like Hunt, the CFL kid, but you don't know what he is.
Okay, continue on. What else? Yeah. You're telling me the Eagles are making all these moves.
Now,
let's go.
Now, the question is at free safety. How could they go in without having Nate Allen since last season? I know that he's been making progress. Here's what I could tell you about Marlon Jackson. My understanding is that he got cleared medically by Dr. Andrews 3 months ago. He is running. You want to talk about ahead of schedule. He's way ahead of schedule. But here's the thing. Until he gets into training camp, you see him run. You see if he has issues after running and practicing the next day. See what kind of swelling he has. Remember, he blew out his Achilles. We were there at practice that day. You just don't know. So I want to. They have to have a veteran free agent. The problem with Quentin Michael is he still believes he could start. To me, it makes more sense to him to go to a Steve Spagnuolo in St. Louis, where they need a starting strong safety. So, and by the, you know, but you could interchange the safeties here, but the bottom line is they must get a veteran.
Okay, Plaxico Burress?
Here's what I'll tell you. Here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you everything I know, which is very fascinating. Right after the draft, I heard about this. I told a certain member of our media who does not have any hair that this might happen. And this media member who I'm sitting next to said, really? I haven't heard that. So I actually called you on vacation. I said, I'm hearing this. I can't understand it. Let me check into it. 2 days later, Gary Myers had it. So,
yeah, you had the story.
I'll tell you now. All right. Oh, it doesn't matter.
You had it and you sat on it.
I sat on it because I'm an old school reporter. I must have two sources on things that are this big. And what I was told is they were that Michael Vick was going to go to jail to see how he's doing. And by the way, Vick actually said that. He wanted to go in, but the thing is I'm poo-pooing it. I'm going to tell you why. You can't tell me if he's in good shape that he won't get a better deal than the Eagles could offer him, because the Eagles, how much is he really going to play here?
Mm-hmm.
You've got two star young receivers in Macklin, who's so underrated, and Jackson, and Avance, your third. I mean, I could see him 30 plays a game here. That's it. I mean, he's obviously would help. The Eagles want help in red zone, and stop with the Riley Cooper stuff, people, on Twitter. Plaxico Burress is a tremendous red zone threat. And I'll also tell you, go back to the 2000 draft. The Eagles tried to bring him for a pre-draft visit. He blew them off. They tried to meet with him at the combine. Somehow it didn't happen. Reed has always liked him. But again, I think he'll get a better offer elsewhere. Wouldn't eliminate him.
Even with the likes of Randy Moss, Santonio Holmes,
different
Braylon
player,
Edwards,
though.
Santana
Burress
Moss.
Is physical.
Whoa, but look
Burress
at all these teams.
A different type of player. Now, he's older. He's 34. Hasn't played football in 2 years.
Okay.
But I just don't think – I don't want to percentage-wise it. I don't think it's a very good chance.
Okay. So you've named Rogers Cromartie.
And by the way,
Jason
I don't think
Babin.
They'll sign a receiver. If it's not Burress, it would surprise me if they sign a receiver.
You've named Rogers Cromartie and Jason
That's
Babin.
One of them. That's doing free agency. That's
okay,
a move that counts as one.
Give me some more, man. If you're telling me that the
Babin
Eagles are going to be –
possibly. Active. Definitely going to be defensive end. I've gone through my list several times. I just don't see a big one. A veteran safety. Who it's going to be, it's going to be a mid-level free agent, someone who's started a lot of games, someone who's older.
All right, Stuart Bradley, last thing before we get to some phone calls. 215-339-6709.
Stuart Bradley, here's the thing. I talked to Stuart Bradley after the Green Bay game. He said they had not even approached him. They want to bring him back, I believe. They're not going to pay a lot of money for him. Remember, the free agency period for unrestricted is going to go off very quickly, and it's going to be fast. Bradley has to be reasonable. If he's reasonable, I think he'll be back here. Then here's my next question. Where do you line him up? Is it definitely middle or is it strong side?
No, here's the deal. I think that Adam Kaplan knows more than anybody.
Uh-oh.
But I think the way the Eagles do business, nobody but those Andy Reid, Howie Roseman,
okay.
Joe Banner, Jeffrey Lurie, Lewis Riddick, Ryan Grigson's of the world know what's going on.
Okay.
So I am expecting that perhaps some of the stuff you say will happen.
Okay.
But I expect to be surprised as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Listen. The Owens
thing. When you have 1,600 players.
You got to understand, okay? I put it out there on your show in March. Michael Silver had a great piece for Yahoo, pretty much saying the same thing. I'll tell you that they like Reggie Bush. The problem here is, and this is why I don't think it happens. If McCoy gets hurt, what are you doing? Reggie Bush is not a 15, 18 touch a game guy.
Is Deion Lewis?
No.
Is Jerome Harrison?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is, Harrison's going to get a big. How do you convince him?
Well, then you got to get me a backup.
They
got to
get another guy. It doesn't. One of my followers on Twitter, Kaplan NFL, I thought he had a great point. Darren Sproles. Problem doesn't solve the issue. You have to plan accordingly. If McCoy gets hurt, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's the same reason, by the way, if Steven Jackson gets hurt in St. Louis.
I think
Reggie Bush can't be the guy.
I talked to Joe Banner Thursday night after the owners' meetings, and he basically said, look.
At the president's desk, by the way. I like that.
Good. Thank you. He basically said, look, we have a plan. We think it's a good one, but there are 31 other teams out there.
That's what I wanted to stress.
Who are trying to execute the same plan.
I've been going through this for a long time. I've been working out possible salaries. There's just no way they're going to get all these guys because, A, there's still a cap. And, yeah, you could. I guess the rumors you could borrow $3.5 million from next year. That's not enough money. So the bottom line is, be careful. But you're going to be excited. Let me tell you something. I will promise you this. Fans will be excited for the players they're bringing in, who they sign, and also for free agent visits. By the way, we don't even know when they could have visits.
I don't think there's going to be visits. I think you got to sign them on the phone and get them to training camp.
Would it be great if they came to training camp like Kelly Washington did? He got off the plane and went
to I think you have to,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you're going to do it.
Let's take a very, very quick break. We've got Zomp on the other side waiting on the phone line. 215-339-6709. Fun to talk about rumors, names, throw it around. The NFL season upon us as the players get down to business and ratify the terms of a 10-year collective bargaining agreement. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, coming right back.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get The Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use The Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, The Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get The Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico. Age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
We are back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, Eagles Live from the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. We go to the telephone lines, 215-339-6709. You see that cool little ticker we have now, little technological advancement. What better way to kick off the 2011 season than with our good buddy from New York, the Zompster. Hey, Zomp.
Dave Spadaro, baby. What's up?
God, my ear, dude.
Isn't he great?
Wow.
He's into it.
He's pumped. See, this is good.
What's going on, man?
This is good, man. You know, this shows you how I put on, if you see my Twitter account, I said, football's back. If I'm on Eagles Live, that means we have football.
Exactly. Hey, so, how'd you hold up these 4 months, Zomp?
Oh, man, my anxiety broke about 11 o'clock this morning, man.
There we go.
4 months, I've been having strong anxiety.
I'm sure you have.
Now, you're from New York. How did you become an Eagles fan?
It's a long story, Captain. I don't think we have the time.
I don't know if I've asked you that before on here, but.
Sum it up quickly.
Quickly. Just quickly.
Quickly?
Yeah. Very quickly.
Okay. Well.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
30 seconds.
Well, everybody was a Giant fan here, obviously.
I got
my father, my brother, everybody. I mean, when my brother was small, he would always follow Phil Sims and all
that
stuff.
So
we got it. You're the rebel. All right, let's go on to the.
I like it. I got it. What do you got?
You can't ask Zomp to do anything.
No, but he got it. He was sick of all the Giants. All
right,
I always used to watch McNabb and Cunningham and all them. So I was like, I like these guys, and I just started following them.
All right. So what do you want? What do you want the Eagles to do here, Zompster?
Honestly, just I mean, I have a question for you. Do you think that being based on the way the lockout has affected everything, do you think the teams that benefit the most this year because of the lack of practice and the lack of coaching, do you think the teams that re-sign their players have more of an advantage than the players that they get from free agency?
That's a good question.
Good question to a degree, but the problem is teams have changed coaching staff, like the Eagles, for example, going to be extremely tough. They've never had their hands on, so to speak, these new players. New system.
System is not going to be a new system.
There's going to be adjustments to the
front. There'll be some, but I think
the front's going to be hard. And
I think
the way they play
all
in
of
the
verbiage
end,
will be the same.
Okay, but the way that they play on the back end, there are going to be some subtle changes, yeah. Dave. There always are when you have new coaches. You have an offensive line coach, now you're a defense coordinator.
It does make you think, Zomp, that the offense here will be light years ahead of the defense.
By the way, that's why they've got to bring in guys who can understand the system. I mean, I don't know who else. Babin obviously makes a lot of sense. I haven't even thought about this. Who else would they look at? From Tennessee, would they look at anyone from the defense?
I don't know.
You know? But
let me just say one more thing, and I'll let you guys
go,
all right?
Sure.
All right. I really believe Plaxico Bears will be a big help. I really believe in the red zone especially. I mean, I know we have Riley Cooper. I think he's got great hands, the kid. I watched him in Florida. But Plaxico Bears, I mean, what do defenses do? You have Deshaun Jackson.
Right. That's the point.
Well, Adam doesn't think that the Eagles will sign Plaxico
Bears. No, no. Here's why I said only one reason. I think he's going to get more interest elsewhere. Now, could the Eagles, Roseman and Banner – construct a contract that'll make him happy?
Here's what I would say. I have no idea if he's going to be an Eagle. But the idea that another team would go out and make a mega offer for Plaxico Bears. Let me just finish.
Go ahead.
In this very short period of time, when teams have no time to do anything, they are not going to blindly sign Plaxico Bears to a big deal.
Right.
I would think that a team would want to bring him in, take a look at him.
Let him run.
Run around
run,
a little
right?
bit. Yeah. I just think teams have other priorities that are
Right.
I don't, you know, I mean, if you can bring Plax in, and listen, he killed the Eagles. If he can still play, he's certainly an asset.
Yeah.
I'd love the story. I think from everything Gary Myers from the New York Daily Post told me, or the New York Daily News told me last week, he wants to be an Eagle. He was tight with Michael Vick. He loves Andy Reid, yada, yada, yada. So I want that kind of guy here. Are the Eagles interested? I don't know. But I believe it could be a quicker assimilation here than many other teams.
I'll confirm that for you. Here's my question to you.
But again, if I'm going to go spend even relatively big money on a wide receiver, why would I bring a guy in who's not played for 2 years?
That's a great question. Also, can you make him happy with the amount of time he'll be on the field? Can you make him happy?
This team throws the ball 35 times
a game. But how much is he going to be on the field?
May the best man win. Get on the field.
Okay.
Go win your job.
All right, I like that.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the call.
It's fascinating because the
I want the traveling all-stars. It's going to be. Believe me, I've been talking about it for 4 months.
So you're like load up. That's what you want, right?
Here's my deal.
Okay.
The Eagles didn't hire two 63-year-old coaches.
To win now, right. Okay,
to build for the future.
Okay.
Now, you have a very good young core here.
Okay.
You have a very good group. I like the talent here. They need to get better in certain areas, no question. But Howard Mudd and Jim Washburn are not here to win in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, Howard Mudd is, physically, I don't know how much longer he'll be around here. Walking around, he's, older guy. A legend, as is Jim Washburn. By the way, I cannot wait to watch these
guys. I can't wait to watch
him
coach, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's take a look,
look at those two guys.
Yeah. Let's take a phone call here. Jordan from Voorhees, New Jersey. Jordan, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I think I can actually picture Vince Young coming to the Eagles. Like, that's the only guy that I actually picture coming to the Eagles.
Okay, hey, thank you, Jordan. Adam, now listen.
It is as reasonable. If it was in March, maybe, because he can get to learn the offense. It's too late.
Well, so you're telling me Vince Young doesn't have a job anywhere?
No. I'm talking here.
Okay.
He'll get a job somewhere. He absolutely will. He's got talent. By the way, no one's taking his contract. He's on 1 year, making a lot of money. The issue for any team is how quickly he could learn the language of that scheme. This is West Coast verbiage. Forget it.
But you're giving me guys who've been in the West Coast offense for 4 months.
Okay, let me throw another one. Bruce Gradkowski.
Okay.
One big problem. Now, he meets the athletics. He's had a lot of injuries.
Like his hairstyle.
There are things going for him. He's very athletic. He's playing the West Coast. Problem is, doesn't have a very strong arm. Had a lot of injuries. You have to have someone who you can depend on. Now, Gradkowski, the rumor is he's going to Cincinnati because of the West Coast. Jay Gruden will run a West Coast offense like his brother John. But, and he could probably come in because he's had the West Coast.
How much do you pay a backup quarterback?
It really depends on the experience. Let's say it's a regular, guy who's been in the league 6-7 years. $2 to $3 million. That's about it. On an average per year basis.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay much more than that.
Okay. Let's go to Rich.
Well, now, if it's a guy who started.
Hang on, Rich.
If it's a guy who started, like Kerry Collins had started so much, made $5 million last year because he's a guy who started a lot of games. You kind of know what you're getting. He's been in that system forever. But, again, you don't want to be spending much more than $3 million. I think you're asking for a lot.
Okay. Rich in New Mexico joins us on Eagles Live. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Rich?
Good. Speak up, my friend.
Okay, yes. I had a question.
Go ahead.
Did you get cut off? I think he just hung himself
all the
up.
Way from New Mexico.
Call back, Rich. 215-339-6709. We are batting it around, all the names, all the speculation. Finally, we have some fun to talk about here. And by the way, we're going to be live whenever there's an opportunity to be live, whenever there's a need to be live. We obviously are not sure where we're going to be in the next 24, 48 hours. Do we stay at the NovaCare Complex? Do we go up to Lehigh University? What happens next? So, as I wrote this morning, we are going to be flexible. We ask you to be flexible, too. And make sure you sign up on Twitter at Eagles Insider, at Eagles Insider. Join our text alerts, which we have a button on the homepage to sign up for those. We want to get to you. And obviously, if you haven't joined our Facebook page, you're crazy. Way over 1 million likes already, fans already, followers, excuse me. And so friends is the word, actually. So it's the information is going to be voluminous.
It's going to be quick. Yep.
And we're going to move on to the next
non-stop
topic after that.
It's going to be – you know what it is? I call it Christmas in August.
Yeah.
It's going to be incredible. I've been dealing with this for 4 months.
We're going to get to core in Philly if the deal goes through, Adam, in the big picture. What have the fans lost by suffering through the 4 months? I think at the end of the day, very clean job. We lost some of the hot stove stuff. The coaches certainly put it at different.
That's a big one.
But in the big picture,
for the fans?
For 10 years of labor peace, haven't
you'll
lost preseason.
Never, you know what? I don't want to say it was worth it because it wasn't worth it because they really, both sides should have gotten this thing done months ago because the deal that they've got done, a lot of it was being talked about in March. It's just that everyone's, they want to wait. You know, without deadlines, you don't really get anything done. But you mentioned really that kind of hot stove talk, but the difference between the free agency in March, which is generally the unrestricteds are done after 2 or 3 days, the big ones, this thing's going to be, it's going to be a little bit longer because there are going to be so many more players out there. You've got, by the way, we didn't even mention rookies being signed, draft picks being signed, undrafted guys being signed, free agency going off at the same time, and training camps. It's never happened in professional sports history. Strap in. It's going to be crazy. Many sleepless nights for anyone who does this for a living. I can't wait. I'm a tea drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I can't wait. It's going to be insane.
Core in Philadelphia. Hi, Core. Welcome to the show.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
I'm just back, man. We back.
I know.
Glad to see Adam on there. You look nice.
Thank you, man.
Doesn't he look good?
What do you think of the glasses? My eyesight is going to the dogs.
Yeah, the style is fantastic, Adam.
By the way, I do want...
Man, we back.
I know. Nobody cares about the way you look.
I want to make this splash. Like, I think we should make this splash. Just what you were saying earlier. Like, let's go get the names we need to get. I want to win now.
Okay.
And since we're not going to have a CBA problem for the next year, I want to win every year. So I just want to make a big splash now.
But how do you do that? Give me... This free agency... Look, Nnamdi Asamoah is the name.
All right.
But there really aren't a lot of names out there.
It's not happening.
Let me run down my name.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Jonathan Joseph, the cornerback.
From Cincinnati. Is he
here's the deal. He'll be unrestricted. If
hang on,
Cromartie,
we'll get you.
If the Cromartie deal falls through for some reason.
Exactly. If that don't happen, then
I think they're going to sign a veteran. It could be Ike Taylor, could be Jonathan Joseph.
Either
it's going
one.
To be somebody.
I like both of them. I watched both of their careers.
I think Taylor.
Here's a question.
Joseph did not have a good year.
Here's a question for both of you guys. Core question for both of you guys. So I had always gone into the assumption that teams would have that 72-hour period where they would have exclusive rights to negotiate their deals.
It's crazy. They're not.
Now the
based
fact
on
that
the
they're
rumor,
not, yeah. there are going to be players like Jonathan Joseph or whomever. Who, although he could be a franchise tag, I guess, who will get to free agency that
could
maybe
they
didn't expect.
What do you mean? They're not going to.
Is he a franchise tag?
No.
Is
no.
a transition tag? Did they tag him?
Did they? I don't. I don't have the stuff. Someone might know. Listen, I don't know.
But will that maybe increase the pool and maybe?
No. I think he was an 06 guy.
My assumption that he was going to stay with Cincinnati.
No, God, no, I don't think they're going to pay. No. I think he might have been got a high
was
restricted.
Was he restricted?
I think he was restricted, and they placed a high tender. But again, he's an 06 guy, so that won't apply under these rules.
So he's but again,
he'll be unrestricted.
Okay, but maybe you're a front office thinking, well, Jonathan Joseph, okay, he's not, but he's a prohibitive tag, and he's been tendered this, and I'm not going to make the move. But now he's a free agent.
Yeah, he's going to be
changes the game a little bit. Go ahead, Core. Keep going through your list.
All right, and y'all might not like this next one, but I just like the coach. I like Washburn. I think he could control Haynesworth. I just honestly do. And I know with Haynesworth.
Hard
I
mean, to comment on that for me because he's still a member of the Washington Redskins. I've said on the record.
I'll comment.
Adam can talk about it.
All right, a couple things. I reported last year, the night of the McNabb trade, the Eagles were not interested with it when Haynesworth was offered.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that they weren't interested. It was the contract. They didn't want the contract at all. It's a bad contract. I just don't see it happening. He had an off-the-field issue over the last 6 months. But I would say this. He'd love to play for Washburn, talking to people that know him very well. And I guess there are strong rumors that Washburn would love him here. I would put the chances at small.
Okay.
For various reasons, which too long.
I'm happy with that.
Okay.
He's a chance.
Continue on, Core.
All right. And this is my thing. If we're not going to bring in Bush, I know you were talking about the time we even got, so he really can't learn the system. If we're not going to bring in a Bush, why we don't keep Jerome Harrison?
He knows I love it. No, that's not the issue. The issue is, was it Core?
Core.
Here's the problem. He is going to want a bigger role. I don't
Adam,
think he's going to accept it.
All I'm hearing from you is this guy wants a bigger role. That guy wants a bigger contract.
You know, I'm just trying to reason. I try to reason. What isn't out there? How do you know that Jerome Harrison can't go to St. Louis?
Because every team has backup. Every team has starting running backs in the league. And they went through the draft. I think players are actually going to have a hard time in free agency.
How about that? Okay, you know what? You may have a good scoop there. Maybe he's right. Maybe you're right about this. Maybe Harrison would be willing because he solves every issue you have. Experienced backup. He did great here last year. Knows the system. But again, will he find? Will he get more money elsewhere or a better role? I'm not just because I remember what happened to him in Cleveland. He wanted out.
made it public. He had enough. He was so mad that Peyton Hillis took his job.
Mm-hmm.
He came here, did a phenomenal job. You saw that game against Washington that he was phenomenal. We were at. So we'll have to see what happens.
And it's interesting. Thanks, Cor, for the call. A guy like we all talk about with the free agents, the top level guys, the headline.
No one talks about him.
A player like Harrison, you know, he's going to want to sign quickly and get into a camp, right? At what point, if you're a front office, do you get to
a backup running back? You don't have to get him off the board early.
And then, you know, the other maybe the Eagles think Deion Lewis. They used a fifth round draft.
Dave, he hasn't even been here yet.
I know that.
But
they used a fifth round draft pick on a running back for a reason.
Here's the thing. Let me throw a scenario to you. Just say, because Reggie Bush is going to want to prove himself again. How about this scenario? You pay Reggie Bush $3.5 to $4 million this season, plus incentives, based on playing time and based on production. Maybe the deal comes to $6 million. You make him happy.
Here.
Yes, you make him happy. He does very well in his role. He gets a better role. Else, he's still 26 years old. The following season, he leaves, and Deion Lewis is the guy. Let me hope he contributes.
Let me ask you this then.
Okay.
In your mind, who has a better chance of being a Philadelphia Eagle?
Oh,
Jerome Harrison? Who cares? It's football.
Go ahead.
Jerome Harrison or Reggie Bush?
Who has a better chance? That's a great question.
I know it is. That's why I'm here.
I can't answer because it's all hypothetical.
I know. Adam, we're having fun. We're talking football. Don't take it so seriously.
You're not going to pin me down on this one. I'll pin you. Here's what you can
pin
me
down.
You think
they're both reasonably?
I think reasonably Jerome Harrison could come back. The problem is other teams.
Okay.
He solves everything you need. But the Eagles want a bet. See, this is what I've been saying in every interview about the Eagles at running back. They want more speed. McCoy is talented as he is. He's one of the better young backs in the league. He doesn't have that speed that Reggie Bush has outside the formation, so to speak. He's more of what they call a satellite player.
Mm-hmm.
McCoy can't do that stuff. As good as, you know, Andy loves it. Morningweg and Reed love their toys, so to speak. Guys who they could just vision making them special in their system.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Bush can do.
Well, we've got another call. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Marty. Nice. Hey, Marty.
Look at Harrison, man. This guy's really good.
Marty, we're doing great.
The 90 people that you can have during training,
yes.
How's that going to work out? And on game day, it's 46 now.
Yeah, it's 46.
Yeah, the report was, 40? There's no longer an emergency
third quarterback.
Thank God, because that was the most annoying rule to get clarified. That's great. I mean, they finally done away with it.
I personally would not have three quarterbacks active. That's me.
I wouldn't either. I would have
activated somebody who's going to run.
Specials or a fifth defensive end.
Yeah.
Or a fifth defense, or just an extra defensive lineman, because when you have injuries, you've got problems.
Mm-hmm.
Or a fifth corner. A fifth corner is another one. But
the 90 players in training camp will just add to the chaos that every front office is feeling right now.
I talked to a pro personnel source last night. We had a long talk about it. We hadn't talked in a while. He said they're going to have to go. But he was talking about what his job will be in training camp. He said, you cannot understand. Our grading system is going to have to adjust because we have to be realistic. When they rate rookies, how are they going to do that?
They're going to have to
be lenient because these kids aren't going to know anything.
The undrafted rookies and the late round picks have a major,
really,
major uphill climb.
Really, really, you're right. Absolutely. It's going to be really hard to grade players.
Here's a blast from the past. Let's go to Indio, California, and talk to John. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Welcome.
Hey, I think the Eagles made the trade or made a contingency for a trade before the lockout even started.
Don't think they were allowed to do that. Perhaps having conversations.
They were having. It's interesting at the owners' meetings. I remember being sitting at the table which Andy Reid was holding. It might have been Sal Palantoni or someone else asked, you know, are you allowed to have conversations? He said, we can't agree on anything. We could talk about our players and what interest our players might have with another team. That's all. Andy said that's all they were allowed to do. So I would imagine they talked to the Cardinals. In fact, he was on record then that they had a lot of interest in Cobb. And they had to make a decision when the lockout was over what they're going to do.
I think they made a deal. And I think the deal was that they would take the fifth pick and only if Peterson was available and trade Cobb.
Yeah, that's
thanks,
plausible.
John.
They might have done that knowing that they were going to lose Rogers Cromartie. That's fine. But I could tell you that here's a couple things I'll throw that I've not talked about before with this situation. The Eagles, somebody told me this week, last week I should say, I'm
today's
losing
Monday.
Time. When you're in the football pantheon, you don't know where you are. So
the football pantheon.
Yes, I just made that up.
The football universe.
Yes.
I will tell you that the Eagles have always liked Rogers Cromartie.
Kaplanism.
They had a really good grade on him coming out of the 08 draft.
What's the deal with him? Why do you have a bad year last year, according to reports?
Because they had no pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Zero pass rush. 2 years ago, he was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's still one of the better young corners. He had no help. Their safety play was bad. Their cornerback play was bad. They couldn't get any play opposite him. Teams just went after these corners.
Reports say that he's not a great tackler.
He's not physical. For as tall as he is, you know, he's 6'1 and a half, you know, almost 190. He should be more physical.
Bobby
Taylor-esque?
Okay.
You know what?
I'll take that.
That's an interesting comparison. Really talented player. Lots of upside. Wanted to be more physical. And you know what? When you see that there are going to be some adjustments, you could say whatever you want. There's going to be a little bit more of a mindset to be physical in this system. I'm just telling you. The finesse system is, we'll see how much of that. We'll see in training camp how much of it's going to be there.
Take another call before we take a break. Dan from New York. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Adam.
How are you doing?
Back.
We are glad to be back.
I have a question. What do you think about any interest in the Eagles acquiring Ben Lieber from the Vikings?
He's a free agent. Okay.
Good question, Dan.
I'm going to give you a scoop.
All right. Yeah,
we've been waiting on this for like 5 months. By the way, I'm going to be doing a lot. I should tell everyone, and you could actually hear me on the internet. I'll be on 97.5 The Fanatic all week.
Okay.
And we're going to have a free agency blog. We're going to have a tremendous amount of free agency coverage like nothing in this city. I'll be appearing on Mike Messinelli's show today and all week. I'll be in studio, and I'll be blogging for them. Probably starting later today, I have significant scoopage for that website. And check that out. But I will tell you about Ben Lieber. The Eagles, back in 2006, if my memory serves me correctly, we're poised to bring him in for a free agency visit. Before he could come in here, the Vikings blew him away with a good offer because Fran Foley was the GM there, who was also with him in San Diego. In fact, I wrote about this back for scout.com. But the problem with Ben Lieber is he's a little bit older. He's a very good, by the way, he covers real well. He's in his 30s. They have Rashad Gentry, who they like, who's younger. And they have some ideas. I think Ben Lieber might cost a little bit more. From talking to people around the league, I don't think he's on the radar. I could be wrong. And he's a really good player. He's a player rep. A smart player, could come in here and be an impact player, but I don't think they're looking to spend a lot of money on strong side.
All right.
If at all.
Question, if you don't mind, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead.
Adam, this is probably more of a question for you. What's the is there any chance Leonard Weaver can play at all this season?
I reported back, and Ruben Frank had a great piece, deeper than what I had for CSN. That nerve damage, the nerve damage I reported last fall was significant and probably would keep it from playing this year, but I didn't know about the foot problem. He's working his butt off, and I never root for players, but I'll tell you what, I'd love to see him back. He's such a class guy. He was a very high on Owen Schmidt. I doubt that he plays this year, but I never put anything past him.
All right, hey, Dan.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to take, can you stay for one
Absolutely.
More segment?
Sure.
We're going to have Adam for one more segment. We've got Merle Reese coming up as well. Eagles Live from the NovaCare Complex from our beautiful Xfinity studio. So good to be back. We will return right after this break.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to eibandme.com to learn more and get back to being active.
For years, one rivalry has divided a continent. In this showdown, players become legends, and goals are remembered forever. USA, Mexico, age-old rivalry, brand new chapter. Cheer on your national team when the USA faces Mexico, Wednesday, August 10th at Lincoln Financial Field. For tickets, call Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
All right, Moses Foku tweeting, Philly, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Moses, we delivered the message.
Don't forget
for
about
you.
Him. He's in the mix for strong side.
Absolutely. So. A lot of questions. When you look at this, more questions on defense, obviously, than the offense here?
Yes. Kay. I don't think there's any question about
Adam,
it.
Adam, every one of these teams is going to be thrown into this just crazy.
Uncharted waters.
So how will the Eagles handle it? How do you see their front office adjusting really on the fly?
Yeah, I think, and by the way, they have to bring in players who are pretty smart, who could come in and learn quickly, you know, because this is a different defense or different, you know, whatever. It's just a different mindset. It's going to be difficult. They're not going to have a lot of the coaches around the National Football League were not going to have a lot of patience, especially with younger players. So they're going to have players who are pretty smart. So I really look forward to seeing who comes in here. And the Eagles have a really good plan. Howie Roseman and his people. And Banner will assist, obviously, with contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Reid and his and the coaching staff, they've been ready for that. You know, not only have they been watching tape again, they have a plan in place to make it. And it's got to work
quickly. I bet you they have 15 plans.
Well, they probably do, right, depending on when.
You need to.
This is unique, Dave. That starting your off season in August
mm-hmm.
is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't envy those coaches. I know they can't wait to get these guys back. They're going crazy. But football, it's not going to be normal football, by the way. There's going to be half. I don't know how sharp these guys are going to be when they come in. It's going to be very different.
All right, let's go to the telephone. Take a couple of more calls here for Adam Kaplan. We go to Nebraska and talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
I'm doing great today. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. Just
good.
Ready for some football.
Indeed, indeed. What would you like to see the Eagles do, sir?
Well, Adam was talking earlier about what the Eagles get from the Seahawks, and there's one name, about the only name I could come up with, and that's Lopotutupu.
No, yeah, I'll tell you why. He's a good player. He's been hurt a lot. He's just not. My understanding, talking to people around the league familiar with the situation, even if Cromartie fell apart, they're not going to be trading for middle linebacker. They could use one, and it would make their linebackers better, but that's not the way that they build their football team. I was been told three times by one person in particular who explained to me what the Eagles' thinking is. So I said, okay, I get it. They're not going to do that. So I don't. Someone threw to me on Twitter, like Max Unger. Seattle's offensive line is horrendous. They're not looking to make it worse. It's not going to happen. So that's why I don't see it happening with Seattle. But I can just tell you, they want Kevin Cobb. Seattle does. It's just I don't. I think the Eagles will get it done with Arizona.
All right. A couple more things, if I could.
Okay.
I kind of think that Rogers Cromartie will be the guy when it's all said and done, and kind of looking at his contract, I mean, it's a pretty friendly contract over the last 2 years.
It is.
Do you see them bringing in another veteran to kind of go along with Asante?
They're good. I mean,
I think they think
enough of Lindley that he'll be ready to play. See, that's a great question, because if, let's say, one of those two guys gets hurt, Hanson's much better on the inside. I keep saying that. I could be wrong about this, but they think Lindley might be able to play a lot if one of the starters gets hurt. I think they saw enough of him. They feel pretty good about him.
Okay. Mike, thank you.
And then
my last thing is
if we end up do getting Rogers Cromartie, I think that would kind of solidify, I mean, the cornerback position. And then on defense, I think that kind of just kind of leaves, the linebacker position as kind of a question mark, and maybe a defensive line. But Kind of a person that no one's talking about that I didn't know if you think the Eagles might be interested in is Steven Tolick, since he's from the Titans.
Yeah, middle linebacker. That's a great one.
Thank you, Mike.
See, that's remember when I said, would they bring in guys that Washburn's familiar with? Well, Washburn's a D-line coach, but I just don't think they're going to invest a lot of money at linebacker. I think they'd like to get Bradley back.
Is this
going to start?
But so. Is this a buyer's market, a seller's market? Is a
depends
guy like
on
Steven
the position.
Tolick
it's a great question. Remember, Tolick has got Jim Schwartz, his former defensive coordinator in Detroit, who's their head coach. Maybe he goes there.
Mm-hmm.
I just get the picture. They think Gentry's going to challenge. They know Bradley, if he comes back, is going to start. And they know Chaney's going to start. So, I don't see them spending a lot of money.
Okay. Let's go to a final phone call for Adam Kaplan here, who was nice enough to join us to kick off our Eagles Live and our coverage of the 2010 offseason. Wild. Let's go to Mexico and talk to David. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm originally from Philly, but I'm living down here in Mexico, and I missed some of the show. What's up with Leonard Weaver?
Yeah, Leonard Weaver I don't see it happening. You know, it's a very extensive injury.
It's really bad, but you know what? This guy's got a tremendous heart.
Yeah, we root for him. Long way away.
Yeah, he is. I would call it an upset if he played this year, and a good upset.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay, David, thanks for calling in. And the Eagles did draft Stanley Hevely from USC in round number 7 to compete with Owen Schmidt. So good stuff there. Adam Kaplan, we look forward to your work all year. Thank you very much.
Yeah, on Twitter, and I'll be in 97.5, The Fanatic. Check the blog out. I'll let everyone know on Twitter once the blog is up and when I'm going to have more on Kevin Cobb. I'm holding a lot of stuff, which I want to explain kind of the thinking from people around the league, and you're only going to get it on that blog, so check it out.
All right, good stuff. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us. Next up on Eagles Live here from our Xfinity studio in the NovaCare Complex, we speak to the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to rush over and get Merrill Reese on the telephone right now, and he'll give us his word. He's been waiting to talk for 4.5 months.
Yeah.
He may not stop. We'll come back with Merrill Reese in just a moment.
What shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee. Only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
Rico is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Rico at www.rico-usa.com.
We have not heard his voice since the draft weekend in April, and now it is time to once again unleash the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles on the world. Merrill Reese joins us in our Xfinity studio, and Merrill, it is time to roar again as the NFL returns in 2011. How are you, Merrill?
I am great, Dave. I feel optimistic. I'm excited. I have been very frustrated, like all of our fans, for months and months and months, and I've heard these predictions of gloom. I've heard people say, oh, they're going to miss 2 to 5 regular season games, but here we are. football is coming, and they won't miss any games, not even a preseason game. And as far as I'm concerned, that is terrific news.
Yeah, Merrill, listen, we both have been around long enough to remember the Dick Vermeil long training camps, the Buddy Ryan very physical training camps. This is going to be a different deal. No spring practices, no classroom sessions, and a really kind of a truncated preseason with practices that will not be as physical as in the past. The question I have for you is, how will that impact the game in September, October, November, December?
Well, I don't know about November and December, but I think if you look at the first weekend of the regular season, the weekend of September 11th, which of course begins with a Thursday night game, if you look at that weekend, there will probably be fewer starting rookies than at any time in the past, and probably fewer rookies playing significant roles that weekend than and that has happened maybe ever.
So, Merrill, we sat here on draft weekend, and we wondered what kind of impact Jaquan Jarrett would have, what kind of impact Danny Watkins would have. We penciled in, you and I, Danny Watkins as the starting right guard on this offensive line. Does that change?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think at that position, and based on his maturity level, he will still be able to get enough work during training camp and before preseason games to be ready to go when it all begins on September the 11th. So I think in Watkins' case, you're going to have him out there from the beginning. In the case of Jaquan Jarrett, he's a safety, and there's an awful lot that he has to learn to make the transition from Temple to the NFL. It's a big difference for him. I don't know how much of a role somebody like Casey Matthews will have that quickly. Of course, if I'm gauging this situation correctly, Alex Henry, who was the fourth-round draft choice, the kicker from Nebraska, it's not going to be a big deal for him.
Let's good segue, Merrill. David Akers, listen, looks like he's going to become an unrestricted free agent. Looks like he will no longer be a Philadelphia Eagle. This is a big change. I mean, we have been used to his excellence year after year after year. This football team needs a rookie to step in and make pressure kicks. Your feeling about the kicker position should Akers leave?
And that's a tough thing to swallow, because David Akers has easily been the best kicker in the history of this franchise. But this is the National Football League, and things happen, and players do at different points in their careers move on, and that's what appears to be happening for David Akers. I do know that Alex Henry's track record in Nebraska was just tremendous, and he is supposed to be a great pressure kicker. But this is a whole new level, and I think the words "we'll see" apply.
Merrill, question marks on defense, no doubt about it. Juan Castillo comes in. He is a very short period of time to teach a lot to these players. How do you see the Eagles coaching staff, veteran, some new faces though, but not a whole lot of time to teach? How do you approach that if you're Andy Reid?
But they're great coaches. I mean, you look at somebody like Jim Washburn working with the defensive line. He's got to make a big difference on this team. He's got to bring out the best of the players who are still here, and we'll see who he is able to influence in terms of free agents coming here. I think that's a big, big plus. And Dave, if I may look on the other side of the line, I think that Howard Mudd is a guy who will have a tremendous impact on this offensive line, because he is the guy who is acknowledged to be the best at that position in the National Football League, the best offensive line coach with a track record that is just outstanding. So I think those guys are going to have a tremendous impact on the 2011 Eagles.
Merrill, do you expect Kevin Cobb to be traded? Obviously, that has been one of the rumors we've heard day in and day out since the 2010 season ended.
In a word, yes. In a word, yes. I think it's the best thing for Kevin Cobb. And I think it's difficult to keep an asset like Kevin Cobb on the bench when moving him could bring in a starting caliber football player, maybe even a Pro Bowl type football player that this team could really use this year.
Merrill, then, who do you play the GM? Who's your number two quarterback?
You know what? I, like everybody else, have heard the rumors of Brett Favre. And you know what? I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it, because I think that Favre could come here and really be the elder statesman, and I think at this point Favre's desire to start would be pushed away, I think that Favre and Michael Vick would be just a terrific combination. They'd get along extremely well. And Favre doesn't have anything to learn. He knows Andy. He knows Marty. He knows the system. He could be an immediate perfect person to be the backup quarterback. I love that rumor. Whether there's any validity to it or not remains to be seen. But and maybe it's part of me who would kind of find it fun to have Brett Favre as part of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Agreed with you, but it is termed a long, long shot here. If it's not Favre, who do you see out there? You're looking at a veteran, I assume, right? That's what you would...
I would think so. I like Mike Kafka. Mm-hmm. I think he has a future. I think he's a bright young quarterback, but you still have to get somebody here with mileage, somebody who can come in and who has seen it all, somebody who can be what Jeff Garcia was once upon a time for this football team. And there are names out there, but again, guys like Matt Hasselbeck could be there, somebody like Mark Bolger, but then you wonder if they would come into a situation when they still want to be starters.
Merle, quickly here, last one. Do you have a wish list in free agency? Any players you would love to see as Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, I think if you were to say Nnamdi Asamoah, that makes sense, unless, of course, it is Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie who comes here in exchange for Kevin Cobb, and then there are better ways to spend your money. But if you would, if that deal wasn't to be made, if Cobb was traded for somebody else, for example, and I could have any corner line up opposite to Asante Samuel, it certainly would be the former Raiders star Nnamdi Asamoah.
Okay, Merle Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. We will see you, and we will hear you up at training camp. I cannot wait to see you in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
David, I can't wait to get there.
Thanks, Merle.
Bye.
Using Xfinity Internet, only from Comcast. Stream HD movies and experience your favorite games with blazing fast download speeds. Our fastest yet. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. It's Internet reinvented. With blazing fast speeds and the top-rated Norton Security Suite, a value of $160. Get this special introductory offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Dave Spitero back with you here, Eagles Live, presented by the Dave Spitero, we're here at NovaCare Complex. See, it's old habits die. Very difficult. So we're watching the NFL Network here during the break, and the timeline changes so quickly, and now they're talking about training camp beginning on Friday, and so there's nothing official yet. But when it is, we will have it for you. In the meantime, 215-339-6709. Let's go to Ankit. Ankit, welcome.
Well, hi, Dave.
How are you? Where are you from? Are you from Ontario?
No, Montreal, Quebec.
Okay, I'm sorry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I wanted your take on linebacker Paul Posluszny.
Paul Posluszny from Pennsylvania, Penn State.
Yeah.
Then he went to the Buffalo Bills first-round draft pick. I remember the year of that draft, 2007, that was the year the Eagles traded out of the first round, and eventually had Kevin Cobb as the very discussed draft pick in the second round. Injury prone, has had his problems in Buffalo. I remember that day in the draft, Merrill Reese wanted Paul Posluszny so badly. Young, still talented. Linebacker's obviously a big question here. With Bradley status unknown, Ernie Sims appears perhaps on his way out. You know, Gaither on his way out. This is a turnaround season. Three linebackers drafted. I think anything's in play at linebacker.
And also, what about, do you think Haynesworth can come to Philadelphia?
You know, I cannot comment on Albert Haynesworth. He is a member of the Washington Redskins, so I can't comment on that. I've been very vocal about Albert Haynesworth over the years here. I think that, Washington, it was really a bad situation, and I don't like seeing athletes make the big money and then not perform. Clearly, if Haynesworth were to come to Philly, Jim Washburn would be the one who would make that call and would be obviously in charge of motivating Albert Haynesworth. Very talented player, just did not seem motivated to play at all in Washington. And quite frankly, I have no idea if the Redskins plan to release Haynesworth, to hold on to him, to try to trade him. You know, when the Redskins report to camp this week, does Albert Haynesworth report? Does Donovan McNabb report? These are all great questions.
All right, then. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Ankit. 215-339-6709. One just snippet of news from this morning. Joel Siegel, the agent for Michael Vick, was on the NFL Network and was asked the possibility of Vick, who's the Eagles franchise player, will make a bit more than $16 million this year. He's already signed the franchise tag, so he's in. What's the future? Is Vick here for the long term, or is Vick here for just a short while? Siegel believes it could be a long-term match made in heaven.
Am I wrong there? He's been franchised, correct?
Mike signed his franchise tag at a little over $16 million.
Okay. Has there been any discussion about them maybe changing that to a longer-term deal before this season, or does he expect to play this season under that franchise tag?
I think a long-term deal is something both sides would cover. I think that we'll talk to Joe Banner and explore that. I think Mike is amenable to it. He'd look forward to it. Loves Philly, loves the fans. He's a big Marty fan, Andy Reid fan. So, you know, if the Eagles are interested, we're definitely we want to do that.
At the risk of following up with what appears to be a fairly flimsy report out of Philadelphia that the Eagles are considering backing up Michael Vick with Brett Favre, your client briefly tweeted, and I say briefly because Michael Vick's Twitter account posted this tweet and then it was deleted later on the day that the report came out of Philadelphia that the Eagles would consider Favre as a backup. And the Vick tweet said, "I would be honored to have Brett Favre as a backup. That will be amazing, learning how to toy with defenses the way he did his whole career." And that, again, that tweet was deleted shortly afterwards. Have you talked to Mike about it? And do you understand that there's any truth to that rumor? It's been shot down by other members of the media in subsequent days.
Yeah, I've not heard anything that would lead me to believe
that. Wonderful world of speculation. That is Joel Siegel, the agent for Michael Vick. Let's go back to the telephones and go to El Paso, Texas, and talk to Leaf. Hey, Leaf.
Hey, Dave, how you been?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Watching all this bombardment of, rumor talks.
Yeah, well, that expression from 0 to 100 miles an hour in the blink of the eye? That's the NFL.
Pretty much. I mean, there was a lot of people during draft day, you know, they were expecting people to go for, you know, corner or whatever. But, you know, everybody's talking now that we might get Camardi or the other Camardi, if he ever gets out there.
Yeah, that the rumor is that, and Adam Kaplan was here, and he said it could be that Kevin Cobb is dealt to Arizona. It could be that he's dealt to Seattle. And the name that keeps coming out of Arizona is Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, a Pro Bowl player a couple of years ago. Again, speculation. We'll see what happens.
Of course. The main thing I wanted to know was, do you think this undrafted free agency, they're going to try and get the the guy Herzlich?
Yeah, no, I don't. I think that they believe that it'll take a little bit longer for him to recover from his cancer. I think those kids are really in a tough spot, you know, to make a team, to come in. You know, first of all, you're not going to get as many reps as the veterans. You're certainly not going to get as many reps as the players who were drafted. You're going to have to show very, very quickly that you can make a roster. I think you'll see the lucky ones from that group, the non-drafted rookies, end up on practice squads. Though maybe one or two around the league will sneak in there. I just don't see them getting enough reps. And as far as Herzlich goes, I think he is just still recovering from cancer. A heroic story, great player, great kid. And we wish him the best. I just don't see it happening.
Okay, Dave.
All right.
I mean, I you know, I've been following him a little bit through his career, and when he was playing, you know, his sophomore year, he was awesome.
Yep. Yep.
And so I wish him the best and everything else. And I know Philly's got their own plan, and I can't wait for the season to start.
I'm with you.
How's it going to work with the 90 players? I mean, is that they're going to be cut like in the first week?
No, I would imagine that, and Leith, that's a good question because that hasn't been discussed. I think you want to hold on to them as long as you can. As it stands now, they don't cut until after the third preseason game. You may hold on to that group just a little bit longer. You want to see as much as you can to evaluate these players as much as possible. But it's a great question. 10 more players allowed on the training camp practice on the training camp roster, on the training camp practice fields are going to be packed. You're going to have to run through and be really, really accurate in your evaluation of these players. So that is, again, and thanks for the call, Leaf. Another kind of challenge for these player personnel departments. How do you evaluate? How do you keep your 53 best players when a lot of these guys, you know nothing about them? Nothing. Not how to handle. But we're going to find that all. And you know what? You guys are going to have the chance to evaluate yourselves if you watch Training Camp Live every noon following a morning practice. We'll be at the tent there if you come up to training camp, but make sure you stop by and see us. We are welcoming you. Come on the set. We want to hear from the fans. You've gone through a lot in these last 4.5 months. So Training Camp Live presented by Xfinity. Live from Lehigh University, training camp presented by Sports Authority. Daryl from D.C. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good. Glad to see Eagles Live finally.
Yes. It's been a long time.
Yes. I had a question for you.
Yes.
I was on Philly.com, and they were talking about we might land Ray Edwards. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we can expect to hear rumors all over the place. Now, the source of that story was actually the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, that there had been early speculation that the Falcons were interested in Ray Edwards. Apparently, you know, now the story is that they want to keep their own player and off a player by the name of Tyson Klebo. Ray Edwards will be a very highly sought-after player, certainly a good football player, good defensive end. I believe the Eagles would be interested in any player at defensive end, and it's a possibility. You know, as Adam said, he kind of believes it's more along the lines of Jason Babin. And when you look at defensive end here, there are players that the Eagles do believe in. They do believe, even though we didn't see it last year, they do believe in Teo Nessheim. They believe in Darrell Tapp. They still think Jaquay Parker's a good football player. Obviously, Trent Cole's a good football player. Brandon Graham, I guess I'd be surprised if he contributed this year. He's already said that he doesn't think he'll be able to practice until September, which obviously means PUP, which means maybe you don't see the kid this year. Maybe you do. And then there's a slew of younger players, Ricky Sapp and Phillip Hunt and players like that. I guess I would love to see Ray Edwards here, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to a higher bidder. I don't know if I see the Eagles going all out for a guy like that when they think they have starting caliber players here.
Okay, and which free agent wouldn't you mind landing that up in Philly?
Well, I mean, if the Eagles can get, I'll tell you the positions that I think they need. They got to answer some questions all across the defense. I mean, there's not one position that I look at the defense and say this group is set. So, anybody you can bring in to help the defense, I'm all for it. I think the offense is in really good shape. I mean, if you trade Cobb, who's your backup quarterback? Who's your backup running back if Harrison's not here? Do you need a veteran interior offensive lineman? Who's your right tackle? Is it Winston Justice? Is it King Dunlap? Is it Austin Howard? Who's your center? Is it Jamal Jackson? Is it Mike McGlynn? Is it A.Q. Shipley? You bring somebody in. Do you bring in a Plaxico Burress? Personally, would love it. Give me more help in the red zone. This team, too many field goals last year. And I know Plaxico Burress, you're going to line him up, and you're going to have to put a safety over the top against him.
Okay. Thanks, so, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Daryl. 215-339-6709. Let's talk about some of the new issues here with the collective bargaining agreement as we think it will happen, relating to practice, relating to safety, health issues. The NFL Network folks put together a piece on that. Just, and again, this is early because we don't know how it's going to work out. We don't know the practice schedule. We don't know how the defenses will react to this. But the idea of making the game a safer place for today's NFL players.
Michael Lombardi, we will turn this one over to you here as general managers and coaches who certainly were peripheral in this negotiation, but not brought into the negotiation, are going to be left to deal with what the changes happen. And it looks like the players won just about everything they probably were asking.
Yeah, Rich McKay, the Atlanta Falcons head of the competition committee, he was there to represent the coaches or to kind of give some background to the owners as they negotiated this deal. And clearly the players wanted to cut down the offseason, which I think was the right thing to do. I think the OTAs kind of got way out of control. The interesting thing that I think is going to affect coaches more than anything is the lack of padded practices during the season, how much time you can spend. And what wasn't defined, Jason, the other day, Friday down in Atlanta was what constitutes a padded practice
and what is
a second day. So I think that has to get clarified and that has to be worked through before coaches can. But this is the new era of the NFL. This is really going to be the next step. And I think ultimately coaches have to be adaptable. They have to understand how they have to change and modify their practices to still maintain physicality, pad level, and be in the team that can control the line of scrimmage.
Well, and really, let's face it, this culture was changing. We knew that. I mean, Commissioner Goodell, for a long time prior to when they even started really hammering away at this new CBA, had made it clear that player safety was a priority and that the league was willing to take guys out of helmets as much as they're normally in the helmets and curtail the kind of inner squad fire, you know, friendly fire that takes place throughout a long off season and a training camp and during the season. So, I mean, the NFLPA went into this knowing there was a lot of attainable things in regards to player safety, the off-season schedule, the truncated OTAs. I mean, everyone knew that that wasn't even really going to have to be a negotiated point. The reality was the days of lifting in March and coming in for 3 months were over. Things would start around May, and you'd go from there. And so, I don't really know that there had to be that much give and take there, but you're right in terms of, from a coach's perspective, man, 14 padded practices versus 18 padded practices, they would have been in that room fighting and clawing for those extra four.
I wonder what Vince Lombardi and George Halas are thinking right now.
Well, I we don't have them on camera, but we do have a number of other football men who we polled over the past few days when they heard the different changes that will be made to practice schedules and hitting and whatnot. Here is their reaction on how they think it will affect the game.
It doesn't help the product. I disagree with it totally. First of all, coaches have their own method of developing players. I mean, the most successful coach in the NFL right now is Bill Belichick, and that guy runs probably more two-a-days than anybody. You know, he has to change, obviously. I think the development of young players is going to be hurt. I don't think the amount of practices has as much to do with injury as people say. I think this was a negotiating move to get certain things for the owners that they felt they could give up to the players, and this is something that the players can sell to themselves. I don't see it as a positive for the game at all.
There was always a bit of ambiguity about what you should be able to do in an OTA in terms of the amount of contact, how competitive it is, because it wasn't necessarily in the best interest of the players in that environment because it is such a long season. Obviously, the focus of the players, and I think rightfully so. I think sometimes we coaches, I know they're going to burn my coach's card for it, but we do too much, whether it's the two-a-day practices that we put them through during training camp and even during the regular season. This is obviously an effort on the part of the players to say there has to be some type of structure that limits how much hitting we're doing and recognizing that it's a long season and might even be longer if in the future we go to the 18 games, and there has to be some regulation to it.
I think these rules are good because I think we have to be very concerned with player safety. Players are bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, and yet they're more highly tuned. They're more like a Ferrari as opposed to a Ford Tundra, and they break down a little bit quicker, I believe. And so I think these are good rules. I really do. And I know that if I was coaching, man, I'd want my hands on my guys. I'd want them in. I'd want to be coaching them. I'd want them to see them work out. I don't want to be on the field with them. But if you step back and you think, okay, for the health of the game, to get our best players playing the entire season, I think these are good rules. I really, really do.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get The Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use The Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, The Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get The Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
This bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy.
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to eibandme.com to learn more and get back to being active.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking.
RICO is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit RICO at www.rico-usa.com.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live today from our Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you. We are staying loose, guys. Whenever we get the word that it is officially over, we will have a little celebration on the website, so stay tuned there. When the Eagles are able to make trades and make player transactions and signings, obviously, we will be the first to report it. Make sure you're with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure you're with us on Facebook. More than 1.3 million of you are already our Facebook friends. On Twitter, at Eagles and at Eagles Insider, among others. We would love you to sign up there as well. And our text alerts, which you can sign up on Verizon Wireless. That is also a great way to stay in touch with what's happening here at the NovaCare Complex. So again, it's going to come at you very fast, very furious. We'll have all the information for you. Ticket information, training camp information, but the biggest message of all, welcome back. Thanks for joining us on Eagles Live, right here from the NovaCare Complex. We'll catch you soon, guys. Remember, we're daily every day from training camp. Dave Spitter with you saying have a great Eagles Day.
Everybody working, now challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for you.